AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with my good friend Gregory Copley, editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, of the ambition of Sir Keir Starmer, the Prime Minister of the overwhelming Labour majority in the UK government, to end hereditary peers sitting in the House of Lords so that Lords becomes a political animal. Why? Gregory explains. And what does this mean for the realm? Gregory explains. And what else does it mean that Sir Keir Starmer is opposed to that is traditional? It has always been with the United Kingdom. What else does Keir Starmer recommend following in the footsteps of Labour governments? Gregory Copley, the end of hereditary peers in the House of Lords. Something you didn't know you knew about or care about, but this was us once upon a time, when America was the colonies, and but for a few unhappy conversations, would be a member of the Commonwealth. Gregory Copley, more of this tonight.
Well, this is just part of his agenda, which was revealed in the King's speech from the throne at the opening of this parliamentary session, where he outlined his program. But it follows particularly the government of Tony Blair, who was also Labour Party, 1997 to 2007, where they declared war on the House of Lords. They want to remove the possibility of a House of Review of legislation, so that they can dominate the House of Commons and pass legislation, and then it goes straight through to the King's signature, which is almost perfunctory, and avoiding any review. Now, what Tony Blair was able to do was to restrict the House of Lords to a limited number of hereditary peers, and then massively flood the House of Lords with a newly created life peers, lords who are only lords for their lifetime. It's not hereditary. Now, he's able to do that because Parliament now controls, or the government of the day particularly, controls who will become a life peer, and the Crown more or less has to accept that, whereas hereditary peers are very much in the purview of the Crown itself. Now, you might say, well, okay, it's a House of Review. Why shouldn't it be one which is not, which should be either elected or not hereditary? But the reality is that the hereditary peers represented the regions. They were the lords of certain areas, and these were essentially the agricultural and mining areas and resource areas of Britain. So they represented the voice of the countryside to a far greater degree than the House of Commons has done. So the House of Commons, as I say, has become very much population-centric, whereas the House of Lords was regionally-centric. So if you eventually destroy the House of Lords, it's like destroying the Senate and the Electoral College in the United States. You remove the voice of the regions. And one of the things which Starmer said in his King's address to the House to the Parliament in July was that he was going to remove all hereditary peers from the House of Lords and just make it a political chamber, essentially now flooded with Labour life peers. So that would be a real curtailing of the role of the Crown, which has been increasingly, since George III, being narrowed down in the scope of its activities. And yet he does this at a time when King Charles has literally saved Britain because he has had the prestige to undertake major international visits like France and Germany and the like, where he is literally, and Japan, literally rebuilt British credibility and trading capabilities abroad. And yet the, if you like, the ideological extreme leftism of Starmer and his party are attempting to curtail that for domestic reasons. And by the way, Starmer's speech from the throne was essentially Eurocentric. It didn't even support, it supported the return of Britain to the European Union, which is unlikely to happen in that form, but he mentioned NATO briefly. He failed to mention AUKUS, the Australia-United Kingdom-United States Treaty, which is the UK's, Britain's, Australia's, and the United States' attempt to build a global strategic capability.
We have.
It's Cybersecurity Awareness Month. LifeLock is here with tips to help protect your identity. Use strong passwords, set up multi-factor authentication, report scams, and update your software. And for comprehensive identity protection, LifeLock is your best choice. LifeLock alerts you to suspicious uses of your personal information and fixes identity theft, guaranteed, or your money back. Start your protection today with a 30-day free trial at LifeLock.com. Use promo code NEWS. Terms apply.